All right, 11:18 the time, and we were talking with Jared Taylor, a man who doesn't shy from controversy because he speaks bluntly about racialism. I think that's a good way to put it, isn't it? I don't know. What do you prefer? I mean, when you're called a racist or a supremacist, that's not accurate. So how do you describe yourself?
Well, you see, that's a very good question. The funny thing is there's no good expression for it, because what I think about race is what everybody in America thought about race up until about the 1950s or 60s. It would be like people who look after their own children and care about them more than they care about the children of strangers. You don't have a special name for that, because everybody does that. Now, if you suddenly got into some nightmare society in which you were supposed to put your children in some sort of collective child rearing and care just as much about other people's children as your own children, then they might come up with some word that's the equivalent of racist and say, oh, these terrible familists. And what would you call yourself? You'd say, well, wait a minute, I'm just normal. I'm normal. I'm a healthy human being. Well, that's the way I feel. I feel that wanting your people and your culture to survive is healthy and normal. Every other group, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, they all feel that way. But it's only if whites express that sentiment that somehow they're insulted, called white supremacist, as if I wanted to rule over other people. Crazy. I just want to be left alone. Let my culture unfold as it should.
And you also point out that different races, different cultures, different people have different qualities. And some of them, you know, in other words, you're not saying that whites are better than blacks. You're not. In fact, you go so far as to say that, you know, it's easy to suggest that Asians are smarter than whites, for example, right?
That's correct. They have lower crime rates, have lower illegitimacy rates.
But that's not your point. I mean, you're
exactly.
But
my point is that normal people prefer their own culture. That's just the way human beings are. Just the way people prefer their own children, not because they're the smartest, they're the best looking, the most athletic, the most talented. They prefer them because they're family. They're genetically part of you. And in a way, a race is the most logical, largest extended family to which most people feel kind of instinctive loyalty.
And yet we're indoctrinated not to believe so. You say in your book, columnist Maggie Gallagher has written, she thinks of herself as an American, a Catholic, and sometimes an Irish-American, but says, I hate the idea of being white. I never think of myself as belonging to the white race. I can think of few things more degrading than being proud to be white. Now, there is, in a nutshell, how people are taught.
That's exactly right. And why is that? I just don't understand that. I think Europeans, our heritage is a great one. Whites have done astonishing things, and yet she feels degraded to be white. You know, I quote another author of a scientific piece that found that it's very healthy for black and Hispanic children to have a racial identity, to think of themselves as Hispanic and black. That makes them more self-confident. They do better in school. Mm-hmm. And then these same authors said, that's fine for them, but it would be awful for white people to have pride in their race.
Yeah, that makes you want to bang your head against the wall.